Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for joining me today. What I wanted to do today is talk about some tools and perspectives to use in those moments when you want to give up, when you want to give in, when you are just not up for doing the work that you pledged to do, that you need to do in order to get to your goal. I think this is such an area of much needed improvement for many of us. Before we get into the tools and the perspectives, I want to share what we're giving away today. I talk about this all the time on the show. Relief Plus. It is my top one or two supplements that I take daily. It's an all-natural anti-inflammatory. I actually just finished reading the book. It's a very, very dense biochemistry heavy book, but it's called Cancer as a Metabolic Disease. And I wanted to read it because it talks about how cancer is a disease of energy metabolism that begins because of mitochondrial dysfunction, right? And that mitochondrial dysfunction is a result of inflammation. Inflammation impairs energy metabolism, damages the mitochondria, and that is the starting point of almost every cancer that we know of, and not just cancer. I mean, inflammation is the starting point for almost every disease out there that we know of. There's so much that we need to do about inflammation from a lifestyle standpoint, a sleep standpoint, a nutrition standpoint, a toxic exposure standpoint, but also supplementation can be a big piece of the puzzle. So Relief Plus is the all-natural anti-inflammatory that I take every day. I'll link it up in the show description and I'll announce the winner at the end of the show. All you have to do to be eligible to win is leave a review of this podcast on whatever app you listen. I think Spotify doesn't do written reviews, but you can still leave an app on Apple Podcasts or on Audible. Leave a review. Did I say leave an app? Leave a review. And that is how you can be eligible to give something away. But I will link up Relief Plus in the show description if you want to check it out, because I know I talk about it all the time for good reason. So let's talk about tools for those moments when you just don't want to do the work. This is where so many of us need to do the work. It's not that we need to know how to make better plans. I don't think most people are struggling to set goals. But that moment when we just don't want to do it, whether it's because we're tired, we're stressed, we're frustrated, we're busy, we're emotional, our circumstances have changed, we worked late, we're on vacation, date night, whatever it is, the moment when it feels hard and we don't want to do that hard thing, whether that hard thing is stick to the budget, not eat the dessert, not open the bottle of wine, get up when the alarm goes off, finish the workout. It doesn't matter what area of life we're talking about here, but we need to have tools for those moments where we don't want to do it. And I had this moment the other day. I was at the gym and I was in the middle of a workout and I really wanted to rest. It was hard. And I could keep going. I just didn't want to keep going because it felt hard. And as I had this split second moment of, I want to stop, I want to rest, I want to put the weights down, I had the thought, this is the very opportunity to get better. What I do in this moment when I want to stop, that is my opportunity to get better. It wasn't that I couldn't continue the workout. I could, I just didn't want to because I was uncomfortable and it would have been much more comfortable to stop, to make things easier. That moment when you want to quit, rest, give up, give in, that is the doorway. That is the doorway to growth. That feeling is what it feels like to stand at the threshold of change. You know you're there when it's uncomfortable to the point where you just don't want to do it. My two-year-old wanted cookies, and I don't like the ingredients in store-bought things, so I'd prefer if he's going to have a cookie that it's something homemade that we do together and he's part of the process. And so we made cookies. And you bet I considered having a cookie. I didn't. It was uncomfortable. It wasn't just uncomfortable as I mixed the dough and as I put the cookies on the cookie sheet and into the oven. It wasn't just uncomfortable when I took them out of the oven and when I watched my kids eat them. It was uncomfortable several times. And I very much didn't want to skip the cookie. I wanted it. It was uncomfortable to say no again and again and again. But those moments, whether it's in the gym or when the alarm goes off or when we're faced with the situation to do the thing we said we'd do or not do it, that tension that comes where you want to choose the easy way, that tension is what it feels like to be at the doorway of getting better. So in that workout, I told myself, hey, you can stop, you can put it down, you can rest. But if you keep going, if you persist in this moment of wanting to quit when you would normally quit, that is when you get better. That is when you grow. I shared with you guys that I have been without sugar for quite some time now, and it sort of happened spontaneously, but I feel so good without it that I've just continued, because feeling this good is better than having sugar, even though it's still tempting. We went to this holiday party. I think I might have mentioned it to you, and the cocktail menu looked absolutely amazing. In many moments, it would be like, oh, it's a holiday party. I've never been to this place. I might not ever be back. Like, it's special people. It's a special thing. It's Christmas time. Those are the moments where I would normally choose the easy path. Have a cocktail. No big deal. And hey, it's not like I'm having four and I wouldn't have to have a cocktail and dessert. But what you do in those moments of tension, oh, should I just have one? Should I not have one? That's where you either say yes to growth and change, or you say no. This is true everywhere. Wanting to quit is what it feels like to stand at the doorway to change. It's true in my marriage. When I don't want to do the work, when I'm telling myself, I don't care, he deserves it, I'm irritated, I'm right, he's wrong. If I do the work then, in that moment, when I really don't want to, that is where growth comes from. That is where change comes from. That is the opportunity that we all need to seize if we want different patterns, if we want different outcomes, if we don't want to just stay in the same Groundhog Day cycle of more of the same excuses, exceptions. I do it when I feel like it. I don't do it when I don't feel like it. That's what it feels like. There is another perspective that, no surprise, came from a workout. Shout out Strong Foundations. If you have not signed up for our next 5-week cohort, please do. primalpotential.com/strong foundation. I was doing my workout and the coach said, hey, pay attention, because there's a difference between a good workout and a great workout. And the way that I use this in the moments when I want to quit, oftentimes in the moments when I want to quit, I'll choose a good choice. It's like a step down from what I wanted to do, but it's not a great choice. Like if I set my alarm for 5 and I don't get up at 5, maybe I reset it for 5:30 or 5:45. And it's still earlier than I need to be up. It's still waking up before my kids. It's a good choice, but it's not a great choice. Or if I'm wanting to quit in a workout, I don't leave. I don't pack up the gym and go to Dunkin' Donuts and get a bunch of donuts. It just means I get in a good workout. Maybe I don't push myself. Maybe the effort is a 7 instead of a 9 or a 4 instead of an 8. And so I've been using this in moments when I want to quit. Do you want a good marriage or do you want a great one? Because you can have a good marriage and be snarky and passive aggressive and have intermittent communication and let your ego run the show sometimes. You can still have a good marriage and do that, but you can't have a great marriage. You know, you can make good choices in your nutrition and be better than before, but your health won't be great. Your energy won't be great. Your results won't be great. The same thing in business. Especially as a business owner who's also a full-time stay-at-home mom, sometimes I catch myself just wanting to be done with the thing. Like, I just need to finish the email because then I can go in and play with the kids. Or I just need to finish this podcast and then I can make lunch. And that focus on just wanting it to be done, just wanting to cross it off the list, can be something that keeps me from doing a great job. And I do a good job, but not a great job. But I don't want a good business. I want a great business. I don't want to make a good impact on my clients. I want to make a great impact on my clients. And so in those moments where you just want to quit, I'm not in the mood, thinking about that trajectory difference between good and great. Tonight was a perfect example. I have had like a little stomach bug and I didn't get this podcast recorded earlier in the day. So that means I'm doing it after the kids are in bed. Not ideal. I don't prefer to work at that time of night, at least not in this way. I prefer it to be just like task stuff, not creative stuff. But instead of having this conversation with myself, of which certainly started, I can do it tomorrow. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal if it doesn't get done tonight, right? I didn't want to do it. But do I want to have a great result or do I want to have a good result? Do I want to be a great business owner or do I want to be a good business owner? Do I want to walk alongside my listeners and be a great ally or do I want to be a good ally? Heck, even earlier tonight, my kids were eating frozen mango. And having the stomach bug, I haven't eaten that much. And even if I didn't have a stomach bug, like I don't have any qualms with having some frozen mango here and there. But I used this then, it would be a fine choice, but it wouldn't be a great choice. It wouldn't be a great choice for me. And so I'm not going to make it because I'm not going to be satisfied with good results. All I want is great results. Most of us want great results. And so it's going to take great choices to do that. Guys, we have to have moments of practice. Just today, somebody reached out to me around the topic of like having better conversations with yourself. And she said, you know, I have this awareness that I need to do that. And I do it once or twice, but it doesn't stick. What do you recommend? And I said, the only thing that works is practice, 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 practice. That's it. So when we talk about these tools, you have to then use them and choose them in the moments when you want to give up, in the moments where you said you weren't going to have sugar and here you are contemplating the sugar, where you said you weren't going to drink today and here you are contemplating the drink, where you said you were going to get up at 5 and here you are contemplating hitting snooze. You have to use the tools in those moments. It's not enough to expose yourself to the tools, to just have familiarity and repetition. You have to not just use them once, use them over and over and over. So maybe you have a notebook where you make a list of tools. Maybe you have an alarm set on your phone so that you know you practice this thing at this time on this day. But keep in mind that a lot of us can look at our patterns and say, when do I most often struggle? Is it at 7 o'clock at night? Is it at 10 o'clock at night? Is it on Friday evenings? Is it on Saturday evenings? Is it on Sunday mornings? When do I most often struggle? And what is the tool that I am going to use in those moments? For me, I just love reminding myself that that tense, uncomfortable moment where I want to throw in the towel and say, it's good enough, I've done enough, I deserve it, I've been so good, this one thing won't hurt. Those moments, that is the conversation at the fork in the road where I either choose to be better and grow and get stronger, or I choose to stay the same. And really, if we're being very honest, it's not even staying the same because we're strengthening the pattern that we don't want, making it harder to overcome every time we choose it, every time we reinforce it. So we're really getting better or we're getting worse, right? We're moving further towards our goals or we're moving further from our goals, but we're not staying in the same place. So I look for those moments. I look for the moments when I think, I don't care. I had those moments when I was battling the stomach bug where I've been so consistent with these nutritional principles and daily action steps, but I wasn't eating and, oh, well, you know, I'm nauseous and I'm this. And so what's the point? I might as well have, my husband offered to get me some crackers. Sure, what are some crackers when you're sick? And look, no, if you want to have crackers when you're sick, that's fine. The point here is greater than that. I did not need crackers. Crackers were not going to heal me. And that moment of discomfort where I'm like, oh, I've been so good. What are some crackers when you're sick? No big deal. That moment was an opportunity for me to say, No, if I feel like I want to eat, then I'm going to eat something that's aligned with my goals. There are plenty of things that I can stomach that are aligned with my goals. I don't need to make a case for freaking crackers that have no nutritive value. And I would argue actually have things that detract from our health, whether it's seed oils or too much starch or any of different factors like that. So for me, it was, hey, if you want something on your belly, you can have some broth. You can sip some tea. There are things that you can have that will align with your goals. But this moment of discomfort where you're kind of starting to waffle and you're kind of starting to think, well, maybe an exception this time, that is your fork in the road. Look to capitalize on those moments. Look to win in those moments. Look to, not in all of those moments. Nobody here is arguing for perfection. I say all the time, perfection isn't even real. It's just a figment of your imagination. Practice in those moments. Create wins in those moments. And remember, use your tools in those moments. I want to tell you who won the Relief Plus today. Before we do that, I want to give you two important reminders. Strong Foundation starts on February 11th. That's our second 5-week cohort. Guys, this program is phenomenal. It is 3 different tiers of workouts that you can do at home without a gym that are completely customizable and scalable no matter what your physical limitations or restrictions are. There is a tier for people who have just been not weight training ever or not for many, many years. People who have been active but maybe haven't done much with weights. And then there's an experience tier. 3 different tiers. We've got 5 weeks of coaching, 5 weeks of live calls. Morgan Bungers is who I teamed up with for this program, and he is exceptional. Every time somebody's like, hey, am I feeling this in the right place when I do this? Or this one's bothering my knees. What are some alternatives? He is over delivering with videos and tutorials and options and teaching you how to work with your body to still build strength. That kicks off again. We do live coaching every single week on that. Plus, we're answering live questions every single day, Monday through Friday for the 5 weeks. Kicks off on February the 11th, runs for 5 weeks. You can enroll in that by going to primalpotential.com/strong foundation. I'll link that up in the show description. If you have any questions about it, let me know. And then I want to remind you about the consistency course. We are having a huge upgrade that is coming with a price increase towards the end of February. So if you have been thinking about the consistency course and wanting to build the skill of consistency, have live coaching there, have on-demand resources, have tools that you can print out and use so you're not just trying to pull them together when you need them and you're not really sure, your recall isn't that great of all the things you've heard before to be able to use them in a moment of struggle, check out the consistency course. Definitely get in before that price increase if you want to lock in that lower price. And the winner of Relief Plus, this is interesting. I don't know how to pronounce this. Well, I'm going to try. Yeah, that's the best I got. GHHJHDFHIOOIGFFVH. I know, right? Like, what is that? Did your cat walk over your keyboard? That is, I don't even know, but you won the Relief Plus. Thanks for your review of the show. Email me, Elizabeth@primalpotential.com. Within 60 days of this episode airing, let me know that you were the winner for 1166 and include your mailing address so that I can get that Relief Plus out to you. I'll link it up in the show notes. I will also link it in, I will link up Strong Foundations and the consistency course. If there are things you want to hear about on the show, things that would be helpful to you, let me know and I will do an episode on them. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.